Now, the incoming electrophile is going to go onto the substituted benzene in one of those positions, depending on the nature of the group that's already there. So if we're saying the group that's already there at the one position is an ortho para-directing group, then that means that the incoming electrophile E will either end up in the ortho position or the para position, and it'll end up in a statistical manner in both of those positions. So our ortho para directing groups are these ones here. Now what I suggest, rather than remember those ones, is to remember the other ones, the meta directing groups. The meta directing groups, saying that our Z group sitting up here then, if it's any of the carbonyl derivatives, so we're seeing here that this thing could be a ketone, it could be an ester, could be an acid, anything like that, or the example that we're going to work, which is the nitro group, or CF3 or cyanide, then it'll be meta. And everything else then you simply throw into it must be an ortho para directing group. Okay, so that's the way I suggest you remember it. Otherwise, you've just got to remember all these different groups. Now, I am expecting that you're comfortable with, I give you this particular substituted benzene in the exam, and you have to figure out whether it's going to be ortho para directing or meta directing, and then show me the appropriate product coming out the other end. Now, the next thing is the group that's there not only will direct the incoming electrophile, but also it will either activate or deactivate the substitution relative to benzene itself. So this is a bit easier. As long as we're able to remember which the meta groups are, which will tell us everything else is ortho para directing, then the ortho para directing ones are activating. They have to be lone pairs on the atom adjacent to the ring. So this one here has got a lone pair. This one here's got a lone pair. This one here's got a lone pair. This one here's got a lone pair. But these guys here don't have a lone pair. Okay, so we're talking about the atom that's sitting next door to the ring. Our deactivating groups then are everything that are not activating groups. Okay,